I remember the first time I saw my father and understood that he didn't know who I was. He was in his mid-50s, thin and graying, but otherwise seemingly healthy. He looked into my eyes and said, "You're so pretty. Do I know you?" It's difficult to describe how close I was to him and what it meant to lose him in such a protracted and undignified way. He was a smart, energetic man, good-humored in his fatherhood. He was also an ophthalmologist, an eye surgeon, and on pleasant Sunday afternoons, he'd sit on our front stoop and our neighbors would drop by to have their scrapes and sniffles examined. When he was 43, my father began a pattern of inexplicable forgetting. Birthdays, appointments, then forgetting to pick me up from dancing school and attend my brother's tennis matches. Next, it was forgetting to report a car accident and to pay taxes. Finally, his brain forgot to tell his lungs to breathe. He was 45 when diagnosed with dementia. I am 42. I've known for a while that there's a test that could indicate if I've inherited the tendency towards Alzheimer's, but I've never thought seriously of having it. The results wouldn't be definitive. Even if I carry the genetic mutations, there's no guarantee that I'll get the disease. How someone gets Alzheimer's is a mysterious combination of genetics, environment, and, well, chance. But now that I'm close to the age my father was when he was diagnosed, the situation feels dire, and maybe I should reconsider. What would it be like to learn something from a genetic test that truly changed one's life? Courtney Hirsch and Carly Frum can answer that question. They're sisters. Courtney is 27 and works at Peace College. Carly is 23 and a senior at Meredith. They're big-eyed, bubbly young women who speak with their hands and sometimes finish each other's sentences. When their mother, Rivka, was in treatment for breast cancer, both sisters tested positive for a genetic mutation that significantly increases their chances of getting breast cancer. Courtney and Carly are vigilant. They work with their doctors so that every inch of their breasts are examined and mapped for abnormalities. This is Courtney.
I've had 5 biopsies, all negative. I've had 7 MRIs, and I have had many, many, many mammograms. So the past, year and a half has been very scary for me because every time I've gone for a mammogram, they found something.
None of the abnormalities on Courtney's breasts have been cancer, but she'll have to maintain her rigorous schedule of tests until she has a mastectomy or until there's a cure.
So what I will probably do, let's just hypothetically say, in the next few years, I have a couple children, depending upon where medical technology is, I may opt to have a bilateral mastectomy, and get a new set. Why not? And not have to worry about it.
Her sister Carly was only 21 when she tested positive and had to have her first mammogram.
Here I am sitting in the waiting room with older ladies, and I want to just be at college with my friends, and what am I doing here?
And Carly is at a different point in her life than her sister.
I'm just dating. I don't want to have to lose my breasts or in the future. I mean, that was a very scary thought. So for me, that's not in the realm of possibility right now for me to even think about that.
Even though it was a shock to discover that their chances of getting breast cancer were higher than 80%, what Courtney and Carly learned from genetic testing allowed them to anticipate a fatal illness and take preventative action. Alicia lives in Chapel Hill. She decided to get tested for the breast cancer mutation after hearing from a relative who tested positive. Alicia's in her late 30s, married, and the mother of 2 children. 6 months after testing positive, she had a bilateral mastectomy with partial reconstruction and a total hysterectomy. She's what's known as a previvor. She took medical action before she ever got sick with cancer.
You have the chance to live through this, and you have the chance to be there for your family and for your kids and for yourself. So for me, I'm grateful that genetic testing is available. It gave me a bunch of years I would not have had otherwise.
Having a preemptive mastectomy may seem radical, but Alicia felt that given where medical research is and given that she already has children, it was really her only option.
I believe that in 10 or 15 years, whatever it may be, the people that test positive for this gene or some other genetic mutation, they may not have to do what I had to do to get those extra years. Right now, I have this choice and I'm taking it.
My situation is different. Unlike Courtney, Carly, and Alicia, there's nothing to be done about or for Alzheimer's. If I found out that I carry the mutations, I can't have a series of high-tech tests or even surgery, since no one knows how to stop the disease. Daniel Pomp is a geneticist at UNC Chapel Hill. We've been friends for a few years, so I asked him, as an expert, but mostly as my friend, if I should get tested.
I wouldn't make a recommendation to you, but I personally would get tested.
Why?
Because I would want to know. I like to have control of my environment, of my life, and how things are going to happen down the road. And then I would, try and change if I found out that I did inherit a disease like that. I would make different use of my time up until the point where the disease would affect me. And I'd like to say that I should make that kind of use of my time anyway, but that just isn't how things work out.
I'm not like Daniel. I don't want to know. I'm convinced that what I would learn from genetic testing would not improve my life. I don't think the results would inspire me to quit my job and gather my husband and children for a trip to the Taj Mahal, nor would I finally get around to writing my novel. What's much more likely is that I would intensify my scrutiny of my own forgetting. I already watch myself obsessively. I take note of every time I misplace my keys or space out a lunch date or struggle to match a name with a face. When the results of the genetic test for Alzheimer's disease can be met with some kind of preventative care like drugs or screenings or even surgery, well then, yes, please, sign me up. But until then, I don't want to know.